From Spark and Anvil and MeasureQuest, this is Cup in Chapter 1 of the MeasureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
Cup is a small frog tween, round-bellied in a chunky cartoon way. She wears warm overalls. Tucked into her front pocket, a small set of nesting measuring cups, each one fitting inside the next. In her other paw, a small box of unit cubes, each cube exactly 1 centimeter wide, 1 centimeter long, 1 centimeter tall.
Cup is warm green and cream, with a cream belly. She is deeply patient about three-dimensional space. Her favorite saying is the load-bearing principle of her measurement craft.
Volume is how many cubes fit, three-dimensional space, cubic units. Capacity is the same idea, how many cubes a container can hold.
This is load-bearing. Cup embodies the volume and capacity primitive, three-dimensional measurement, extending area into a third dimension. Most novices conflate volume, the three-dimensional extent of an object, and capacity, how much a container can hold. They are the same physical idea, just measured for different purposes.
I am Cup. The primitive I teach is volume and capacity. The move is count the cubes. The cubes are the units. The count is the measurement.
At the MeasureQuest workshop, a young measurer is at the work table. They have just finished a lesson with Tile, who taught them about area. They have learned how to count unit squares to measure two-dimensional space. Now they are wondering, how do you measure something that has thickness?
Tile taught me how to measure a rectangle, count the squares. But what about a box? It has three sides.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. Then we add a third dimension. We do not count squares anymore. We count cubes. Each cube is 1 centimeter on each side. The cube is our unit. Watch.
Cup places a small box on the work table. It is a small open-topped box, roughly the size of a teacup. She picks up a unit cube. She drops it into the box. Clink.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea.
1 cube. That is 1 cubic centimeter of space occupied. Now I keep adding cubes.
She drops in more.
Clink, clink, clink. The cubes pile up. They fill the bottom layer of the box first, a flat layer covering the floor.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. That is the first layer. Count the cubes in the first layer. 6 cubes across, 4 cubes deep. 24 cubes in the first layer.
24.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. Now I add a second layer, then a third, then a fourth. The box is 4 cubes tall.
She fills in the layers. Each layer is 24 cubes. The box ends up with 4 layers stacked. The student watches the layers fill.
24 cubes per layer, 4 layers tall. So, 96 cubes total.
Yes, 96 cubic centimeters. That is the volume of the box. Volume is how many cubes fit. Length times width times height equals the count of cubes. 6 times 4 times 4 equals 96.
And capacity?
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea.
Capacity is the same thing, asked a different way.
Volume asks, how much space does this object take up? Capacity asks, how much can this container hold? Same physical idea, same number. The box has a volume of 96 cubic centimeters. The box has a capacity of 96 cubic centimeters. Same.
But what about liquid? Like in a measuring cup?
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. Liquid measurement works the same way. A milliliter is the same as 1 cubic centimeter. 1 mL equals 1 cc. They are different names for the same volume. A bottle that holds 1 liter, 1,000 milliliters, holds 1,000 cubic centimeters, the same as a box that would fit 1,000 unit cubes.
Cup picks up a small measuring cup from her pocket. She pours water into it. The water fills the cup. The water level reaches a line on the side that says 100 milliliters.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. 100 milliliters of water, which is the same as 100 cubic centimeters, which would be the same as 100 unit cubes, if cubes did not flow. Liquid flows, so it fills any shape. Cubes are stiff, so they only fit in cube-shaped or compatible spaces. But the volume, the amount of three-dimensional space, is the same.
So, volume can be measured with cubes, or with liquid, or with any unit that takes up three dimensions.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. Yes, the cube is one good unit. Milliliters are another. Gallons, liters, cups, quarts, pints, cubic inches, cubic feet, cubic meters. Each one is a way of asking, how much three-dimensional space? The unit changes, the question is the same. Volume is how many cubes fit. Capacity is how many cubes a container can hold. Same idea.
Volume is how many cubes fit. Volume and capacity are the same idea. Same idea. The cube is the simple unit. Other units exist too. Some measure the same volume as a different number of cubes. But the underlying question is always, how much three-dimensional space? Count the cubes. The count is the measurement. The measurement is the answer.
Cup empties the box, 1 cube at a time. The student watches each cube come out. The volume was real. The count was the measurement. The three dimensions were the truth. The student picks up the small measuring cup. They look at the line for 100 milliliters. They imagine 100 unit cubes filling that space. The picture clicks. Three dimensions become countable. Volume becomes a number. The measurement is the answer.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core Math. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.